I'm Roberto Baldwin, and this is Tomorrow Today's Sustainable Mobility Brief. The transportation world is evolving at a rate not seen in decades. The transition from fossil fuels to sustainable energy has brought with it some truly exciting opportunities, but also some confusion. I'll sift through the noise and share quick updates on the latest news, trends, and advancements that will impact our world for years to come. Don't hold your breath for Chinese EVs. I've seen the news, I've read the Facebook posts, I've watched the TikToks, I've listened to automaker CEOs heap praise with a slight tenor of terror in their voice. The BYD Seagull is an electric vehicle available in China for under $10,000, and any company that builds and sells electric vehicles should be scared. Cheap Chinese EVs are coming and every automaker is doomed. Well, like most things in the global economy and in the world of EVs, it's not as simple as that. First, let's talk about the Chinese EV market. It's huge, and by many accounts, it's about 10 years ahead of what we're currently doing here in the United States. For example, the 2023 share of new car purchases in China that were electric was 25%. During that same time period in the United States, that number was 7.6%. Much of this growth has to do with subsidies by the Chinese government to push electrification. We're seeing the same thing here in the United States with the Inflation Reduction Act. But China was quicker, and the result is a more mature automotive market that can produce and sell an EV that's under $10,000. That is, of course, for the Chinese market. Things get a bit more complicated when you try to take a vehicle from BYD and bring it to the United States. The biggest obstacle to making a sub-$10,000 vehicle available in the US is homologation. Homologation is the process of certifying that a vehicle meets the regulations and standards to be safely operated on the road. Every country or region has certain rules that dictate what's legally allowed to be sold and driven. Now, that is not to say that a Chinese vehicle is inherently more dangerous than, say, a US vehicle. It's just that the standards are different. A good example was the cute-as-a-button Honda e-electric vehicle. It was sold in Europe and Japan, and while it didn't generate huge sales numbers, its throwback design made it highly desirable by some in the US. But no matter how much we wanted, and in some cases begged, for it to be sold in the United States, it was impossible. I was told by Honda that because it was not intended for the US market, it would not have met the country's technical and legal requirements to be sold here, at least not without a huge redesign to take the US market into account. So you throw in homologation, and suddenly the $10,000 EV is going to be far more expensive. Then there's the politics of a vehicle being from China. Both political parties are concerned about products from China landing in the US for various reasons. It's even a huge part of the Inflation Reduction Act. EVs with battery and battery components from China don't qualify for the incentives that bring the prices of those vehicles down by up to $7,500. The reason? China is listed as a foreign entity of concern along with Iran, North Korea, and Russia. Plus, there's also the potential tariffs that might be levied on Chinese vehicles. Now, how that plays out is still up in the air. But really, the biggest indicator that this isn't going to happen anytime soon is from BYD itself. While there have been concerns that the company's plan to build a manufacturing facility in Mexico is a way to sidestep many of the issues we've talked about, the company has said that it's not interested in entering the US market, at least not for now. It's happy building and selling EVs from that facility in Mexico. As for those cheap EVs, the least expensive EV in Mexico is the recently announced BYD Dolphin, starting at $21,000 for a vehicle with a range of about 190 miles. The Dolphin is actually the Seagull, you know, the sub-$10,000 EV available in China. It's been rebranded and built specifically for the Mexican market, and because of that, it's more than double the price of the Seagull sold in China. So, should we expect insanely cheap Chinese EVs under $10,000 to flood the US market anytime soon? Well, no. The Dolphin is a good indicator that building and selling electric vehicles outside of China is more expensive for companies like BYD. Yet, we should not ignore China. There may be a time in the future when we could get an electric vehicle from a Chinese automaker built in the United States that's cheaper than what we're seeing from some US automakers. In fact, it's something that's happened many times before. For example, Hyundai came to the US market as a low-cost automaker. Honda, when it first came to the US market, it made small motorcycles that were cheaper and more efficient than the larger American bikes and had a huge success. Also, the initial Honda Civic, it was a more efficient and smaller vehicle than its larger American counterparts during the oil crisis, and it sold very well. So while China might be a no-go for now, at least politically, don't count them out. The world of sustainability is complex and changing at a rapid pace. For more information about the evolution of sustainability, head on over to sustainablecareers.sae.org. There you can read all about the battery manufacturing facilities being built in the US over the next few years and what it means for job seekers. Be sure to subscribe and listen every week on your favorite podcast platform.
SAE International makes no representations as to the accuracy of the information presented in this podcast. The information and opinions are for general information only. SAE International does not endorse, approve, recommend, or certify any information, product, process, service, or organization presented or mentioned in this podcast.